AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Carly Russell turned herself in today in Hoover, Alabama, and was released on bond. Russell confessed she made up a story she was kidnapped after stopping to check on a toddler she saw walking on the side of an interstate. Nick Derzis is the Hoover police chief.
Her decisions that night created panic and alarm for the citizens of our city and even across the nation as the concern grew that a kidnapper was on the loose using a small child as bait.
Derzis says he's frustrated Russell was only being charged with two misdemeanors despite the panic and disruption she caused. But he said the law did not allow for enhanced charges. Stocks are higher at the close on Wall Street, boosted by signs inflation pressures are steadily easing. Reports of consumer prices rose last month on their slowest pace in more than 2 years, and wage growth cooled last quarter. 911 audio was released in Los Angeles on the day LeBron James's son Bronny went into cardiac arrest.
Your ambulance here now.
Okay, all right, sir. All right, sir. I'm going to send help there. Where exactly are you?
Yes, okay. I'm waiting for you.
All right, sir. We're going to send help. Okay, your telephone is... Hold on, don't hang up, sir. Don't hang up. Your telephone is...
Yes.
Okay, let's get next to him, please, okay? How old is he? Get next to him with the phone, okay? Get next to him, please, with the phone.
Bronny James was at a basketball practice at the University of Southern California. The 18-year-old has been released from a hospital and is resting at home. Canadian authorities say a body found this month in the St. Lawrence River belonged to a man connected to an investigation into the deaths of 8 migrants. Tom Durden, the Georgia DA, who kick-started the prosecution of Ahmaud Arbery's killing by calling in state investigators to take over the languishing case, has died. He was 66, no cause of death given. The government wants to raise the fuel economy of new vehicles 18% by 2032, so the fleet would average about 43.5 miles per gallon. This is AP News. In Phoenix, the homeless are struggling to deal with the heat.
Stefan James DeWitt Livingood pours some ice in a cooler inside the shack of scavenged wood and tarps where he lives in Phoenix, Arizona.
Heat bumps everywhere. It gets really hot out here, guys.
It's so hot, people are dying from burns sustained by walking, sitting, or falling onto outdoor surfaces. Aware of the danger, Livingood fans himself with a piece of plastic or boards a cooling bus the city has been sending to the sprawling tent city in a zone where many homeless people live.
It sits out here for a couple hours so we can sit in them and stay cool, not sitting in the sun.
Ice and water.
Amanda Wynn is a volunteer with a community group, Guarded Hope.
The only way to stay a little bit cool is by having something to keep your food cool, something to keep your water cool.
Maricopa County tallied over 24 confirmed heat-related deaths this season and 425 last summer, of whom 40% were unhoused residents. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.